Vicky, the Med recently began construction on their new breast diagnostic center. What improvements can we expect to see in the new facility compared to the current facility?
We just started the construction phase of this project. We are actually doubling the square footage of the facility. Currently, right now, in our breast diagnostic clinic, we offer mammography. Screening and diagnostic mammography are the two things that we do offer, in addition to the breast cancer gene testing, which is known as the BRCA gene testing. So we offer those services. But in the new location, we will actually have an expanded services for our community, which will include, again, mammography. We will also offer ultrasound, an invasive minimally invasive procedure, also known as a stereotactic, and then bone density testing.
And how are these new services that will be offered, how are they going to benefit your patients even more so?
Well, everything will be actually included in one location now, which is great for our community and our patients. Prior to this, they would either have to go back to their primary care physician's office to have testing done, or a general surgeon's office to have stereotactic done, and even into the main local facility or hospital to have additional services. So now everything will be offered in one location.
And because of that, will the results and other testing procedures come quicker for your patients?
Absolutely. We would have actually advanced top-notch technology and same-day results for screening and diagnostic mammography. So the patients will actually have the results after they're done with the testing within 10 to 15 minutes before they leave the facility.
And that seems really important when early detection and treatment can be so beneficial to patients.
It definitely is, and it's also a good peace of mind for them when they're leaving the facility to know what the results are, whether it's negative or positive, and then to also know what's the next step that's available for them.
And what kind of training will your employees have to undergo so that they're capable of using the new facility to its maximum potential?
We have services actually provided to our staff from the companies where we have all the equipment coming from, all the different modalities and the equipment that we have. So we're having all of our employees train in that. In addition to that, our staff will go through a certified or certification in breast navigation. So they will be properly trained and clinically trained for the patients and guiding them through the services.
And Vicky, when is the center scheduled to be open?
We plan to open before October, so we're ready for the breast cancer awareness.
And where is the new center going to be located?
We'll be located in the same building. It's in the East Medical Office building on campus at College Station Medical Center, but we'll be on the second floor.
Okay, great. Is there any other
information? Chelsea. Actually, we'll be on the third floor.
Third floor.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, great. And like you said before, everything's going to be centralized and in one location, so it's going to be a lot more convenient for your patients.
Absolutely.
And where can people go for more information on the new center, whether it's a website or somewhere online?
They can go online on our website at csmedcenter.com.
Okay, great. Vicky, is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, we are very excited for this new construction, and we know that it's going to be a great service for the community, and we're excited that it's going to be opening pretty soon, in about 2 months here.